The Future of Satan, by André Pete. June 19, 2012. Shortly after his baptism in the River Jordan, Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the diabolos equals devil, the one causing confusion. Jesus does not give in to him, because he always responds with, "It is written." Finally, the diabolos tries to have Jesus worship him. But notice how Jesus then settles the matter. Then Jesus is saying to him, "Go away, Satan, for it is written, the Lord your God shall you be worshipping, and to him only shall you be offering divine service." Matthew 4:10. Satan will worship the Lord God. Since Satan equals adversary in this verse is directly addressed, it is logical that Jesus' quotation also refers to Satan. In connection with it, we have to remember that "thou shalt" concerns a prophecy, in the same way as in 11:23, "to the unseen shall you subside," 17:27, "and opening its mouth, you will be finding a stutter," or 21:2, "and immediately you will be finding an ass, bound," etc. In other words, Satan got to hear of Jesus that he will worship the Lord his God. The word "worship" literally means bow forward. And indeed, that is what Satan will do. He will bow to the Lord his God. It does directly remind us of Paul's words in Phil 2:10-11, where it says that in the name of Jesus equals Yahweh rescues, every knee will bow, av lit. Terrestrials and celestials and subterraneans, and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord, for the glory of God the Father. How painful for Satan to be confronted with this truth. He therefore immediately slinks away. Then the adversary is leaving him. And lo! Messengers approached and waited on him. Matthew 4:11. No Satan anymore. With some regularity I get asked whether I believe if Satan will be saved. My answer is, no, because he will bow to the Lord his God, and that means that from that moment on he will no longer be Satan or the adversary. So does God destroy his enemies, he changes them into friends. That is also what the word reconciliation implies, enmity changed into peace. Through the blood of the cross, God will reconcile all to himself, whether those on the earth or those in the heavens. Col. 1:20. Satan is one of those creatures in the heavenly realms that is hostile and estranged from God. Why? He does not know God as yet. But also for him is the inescapable truth. He will bow before the Lord his God. Even though he is the father of speedy lies, the truth will overtake him. Line of Symbols. Translation, Peter Fedima. Copyright André Pyatt, www.goldberry.nl. Return to main index page.